You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
We look at the franchising sector right now, which is quite important to South Africa's economy in terms of the contribution it does make to growing the economy and also jobs. There are around 48,000 franchise outlets in South Africa, and together these franchises achieve turnover of around 734 billion rand in 2019, according to some of the latest figures that we have. But to talk more about the sector and also how e-commerce is fueling the franchise sector recovery from COVID-19, I'm joined by Amit Singh, the National Franchise Manager at Nedbank. Amit, thanks so much for your time. Just give us a sense of how the franchise sector is doing presently and the impact that the pandemic has had on it thus far.
Evening, Fifi. Thanks for having me online today. So yeah, I think an interesting contributor to the economy. I often brag about the fact that we underestimate the contribution to GDP and what a big player we are, even globally. South Africa being the third largest contributor in terms of percentage to GDP in the world, behind France and Australia. So we heavy contributors in this. To bring it back locally, franchising sector has not been, completely covered or not impacted by this COVID pandemic. I think further to the COVID pandemic, the recent lootings and unrest has caused further damage. However, as per we've seen in the past, that the industry remains to be resilient, remains to be positive amidst all these challenges, and are continuing to reinvent, rethink themselves and re-strategize themselves into relevance again.
Mm. And talk to us about that reinvention and the role that technology has had to play in that reinvention.
So, yeah, I think initially when this pandemic hit, no one knew exactly how to react, how to respond, and what is the most apt solutions that they can come up with in these times. So on the note of reinvention, a lot of the guys have sort of very, at the basic level, reinvented how they operate and how they staff adequately, how they reinvent their menus, their offerings, their operating times. We all had to deal with, the restrictions and what was imposed upon this industry and business at large. But a big contributor to that has been e-commerce. And we've seen brands across South Africa that have reinvented themselves in the e-commerce space, that have added other offerings, have become a lot more streamlined, payment gateways. Ourselves at Nedbank, we've also launched a fantastic app, and fortunately it was quite time use at that stage as well, by the name of Avvo, and we also have pushed that offering forward to the franchise sector out there, and the uptick has been phenomenal. I think in all honesty, Fifi, had it not been for digitalization and e-commerce platforms, franchising in totality would have been worse off, and in many cases not even survived what we've seen happen in South Africa over the last 18 to 24 months.
How then should the franchise sector and what has happened just from a technology perspective, how then should it support the recovery from COVID-19?
I think very simply put, the old-fashioned bricks and mortar shopping malls, closed shopping malls, we've seen a natural migration into strip malls, and I think that was kind of the first phase of what we've seen in this COVID pandemic. And bolted on in addition to that has been this e-commerce transformation platform where people have gone more digitally based, more electronically based. We also now start to see the rise of dark kitchens, which is something relatively new to South Africa, but basically is, you don't necessarily have sit-in offerings or someone that would go into a particular store to purchase a good. And everything now can be purchased electronically, can be purchased digitally. And I think this has also given rise to many fintechs out there. Aside for us as a traditional bank, many other fintechs have gone in there and started evolving this. Even if you look at digital marketing, there's been a massive uptick in the need or the requirement for digital marketing. And how do we campaign and how the franchisors out there better support the franchisee network through those endeavors and through those ambitions?
You mentioned your Avvo app very briefly, but the passing question would be how Nedbank is prepared to support the sector, the franchise sector, particularly if there are any funding opportunities that you see.
Yeah, So, Felipe, I think, you know, I'll chat a little bit further about Avo shortly, but I think at the core of what Nedbank has tried to do, you know, at the start of this pandemic and the challenge that we've been facing ourselves with, is remaining close to our clients, remaining relevant to our clients and understanding their businesses intricately as to what can we do in the form of funding, in the form of assisting, in the form of payment relief, should it be on loans, should it be on devices, or whatever the case is, how do we go out and assist? But I think the most apt assistance has been come out of the understanding of this particular industry. Now, if we talk about how do we enable them to still trade and continue to trade and even thrive in these challenging times, I can bring that back to the Avo app. Now, the Avo app is basically an application at a very high level that links up the consumer with the provider of goods. Very simply put, we can do this across many sectors. We can do this within franchising, out of franchising. And at the time when the pandemic hit, a lot of people were scurrying for online solutions. And I think we know in South Africa we've got some traditional guys out there, the likes of Uber Eats, the likes of Mr. D, Take A Lot, etc. And Avo has added to that benefit, not only in terms of goods, but also services. And I think in the day and age that we are in, the more versatile your offering can be, and contact points with your consumer as a franchisee is probably the greatest advantage you're going to have out there.
All right, Amit, thanks so much for filling us in with that detail. We'll leave it there. Amit Singh, the Nedbank National Franchise Manager.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.